It's Thursday, and that means it's time for your letters. Joining me is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah.
So what have we got?
We got a lot of letters about our roundtable last Tuesday, the day after comedian Michael Richards appeared on David Letterman to apologize about his videotaped outburst at an L.A. comedy club. Steve Rimpel of Los Altos, California, wrote to call our conversation fabulous. Here's a little bit of that discussion. You'll hear first from Glenn Lowry and then Michael Myers.
Now, I find it ironical that this happens at the same time that this O.J. Simpson thing goes down. And I'm not equating O.J.'s possibly killing those people to this guy saying something racist. But what I'm saying is that the power of informal social sanction cannot be underestimated. Now, O.J. was acquitted, but the fact is that he suffers now. He suffers because people won't deal with him because they think him despicable. This guy is despicable. What he did is despicable. If he's not made to suffer for it, it's telling us something about America.
Maybe in 10 years, Michael Richards can write a book, If I Said It.
David Dulles wrote, "This is offensive on two levels. Words are powerful and damaging in their own right, but they're still words versus deeds and actions. Anyone can walk away from an insult, whereas having your neck gutted open, that is a little more difficult to walk away from. And though it may not ring true to African Americans, Michael Richards did apologize." And David Wood of Sacramento, California, wrote us about our recent interviews with actor Harry Belafonte and others. He wrote, "I've become a real fan of the show due to the guest you have on, such as Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte was at his eloquent best, and I hope he inspired other listeners as he did me. I would hope that more interviews with his ilk would ensure the best influence on our coming generations."
And Dora Noten of Big Sur, California, has been enjoying the show. She wrote in to say, "I never miss the lack of multicultural guests in the political intellectual segment, but I do miss this in the music segment. There is so much great music out there by African Americans, but also by other cultures and races. I would like to see what other musicians you would interview if race wasn't considered." Thanks, Dora. On News and Notes, we've had blacks who do lots of different music styles, from punk rock to gospel pop. And just like we aim to get blacks in literature, politics, health, etc. onto our show, when we're looking for musicians, we reach out to black artists first.
Finally, food was again a hot topic. Here's a clip from John McCann's commentary on being vegetarian on Thanksgiving.
"I need you to know that I wasn't always a soy boy. Yo, I used to be that brother who could put away some pork chops. You hear me? Fried bologna? Man, I used to literally make it squeal in the frying pan until the bologna got a little burnt around the edges, and I'd boil those red-hot sausages until they burst."
Jean Fleming of Vacaville, California, was amused. She wrote, "John McCann was so funny today, both in content and expression. I've got to go back to the archives now for any other commentaries by him."
We hope you caught his latest offering, explaining why schools shouldn't ban the game of tag. And please visit our website, where we are archiving McCann's pieces. John's been a contributor since May of 2005, writing about topics ranging from NASA to the N-word. Got some thoughts you want to express? Drop us a line.
Well, you can call us, 202-408-3330. Again, our number is 202-408-3330. And like everyone, we love getting phone calls. Or you can email us. We love that, too. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, been good doing business with you.
My pleasure, Farah.
This is NPR News.